Aerosmith retires from touring after Steven Tyler's permanent vocal cord damage. By Breitbart News on August 3, 2024. Los Angeles, AP, Aerosmith says Steven Tyler's voice has been permanently damaged by a vocal cord injury last year and the band will no longer tour. The iconic band behind hits like Love in an Elevator and Livin' on the Edge posted a statement Friday announcing the cancellation of remaining dates on its tour and provided an update on Tyler's voice. He has spent months tirelessly working on getting his voice to where it was before his injury. We've seen him struggling despite having the best medical team by his side. Sadly, it is clear that a full recovery from his vocal injury is not possible, the statement said. We have made a heartbreaking and difficult, but necessary, decision, as a band of brothers, to retire from the touring stage. Tyler announced he injured his vocal cords in September during a show on its Peace Out, the farewell tour. Tyler said in an Instagram statement at the time that the injury caused bleeding but that he hoped the band would be back after postponing a few shows. Tyler's soaring vocals have powered Aerosmith's massive catalog of hits since its formation in 1970, including Dream On, Walk This Way and Sweet Emotion. They were near the start of a 40-date farewell tour when Tyler was injured. We've always wanted to blow your mind when performing. As you know, Steven's voice is an instrument like no other, the band said in Friday's statement to fans. It has been the honor of our lives to have our music become part of yours, the band said. In every club, on every massive tour and at moments grand and private, you have given us a place in the soundtrack of your lives. Aerosmith is a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee and a four-time Grammy-winning band. In addition to Tyler, its members are Joe Perry, Brad Whitford, Tom Hamilton, and Joey Kramer.